Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to RCC, Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor. Love you all.
Thank you.
love you, Lord Jesus. Welcome, RCC. Welcome. We're to our church where Jesus Christ is our pastor and we're guided by the Holy Spirit. We praise you, Lord Jesus, and I dedicate that song to you. You are my everything. You are our everything. And I could tell you it could get better than this by us being with you in heaven. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. I want to start off your service, Lord, of course, by everyone putting on their armor of God, Ephesians 6. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you'll stand your ground. And if you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. That's Ephesians 6:13 through 18. Very important these days with all of this craziness going on in our world. And then Psalm 91 is very important. That's kind of like our antidote, our vaccine from everything in this crazy world, given to us by Father God himself. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Psalm 91. I'd just like to lift up in prayer the whole RCC and their families today, Lord Jesus. I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to shower them with your love and with your peace and with your understanding, with your wisdom and knowledge, and with your patience and endurance, and with your strength, and with your perfect health, and with your energy. And shower them all with your supernatural favor and blessings. We all love you so much here at RCC, and we can hardly wait to be in your arms up in heaven with you for eternity. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, God, for creating your Son, Jesus, and sending him for our salvation. Thank you, Father God, for creating us and choosing us for such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, welcome, everyone, to RCC. Let's welcome chat. Welcome, Gemma. Love you, Gemma. Welcome, guest 3618 and 3656. We love you, guest. We would like you to log in and make names for yourself. Since we are a church, so we can get to know everyone. And we welcome you, Andre. We love you. Love you, Alana. Welcome. Love you, Raina. Welcome. Love you, Rosemary. Welcome. Love you, Bill. Welcome. And love you, Tressie. Welcome. And I have some brides on the line. Let me welcome my brides. Hi, Mama Pat. Love you, Mama Pat.
Hi. Hi. Love you all.
And let's welcome Keith. Hi, Keith. Love you, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
And
hi, everybody.
I love you. And this, Jerry or Sarah Bell?
Hey, it's Sarah Bell. I can't talk,
Sarah Bell.
I'm going to have to mute myself.
Okay, honey.
You're welcome. So what's going on, everyone? That's all the brides that are on the line as of right now.
Oh.
How's everyone doing?
Okay. How are you?
Good. I know Keith has some exciting stuff to share.
I'm good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I went to the church today to get prayed over. That woman that got hit with the golf ball, she was there. She's so sweet and beautiful. And she's like the sweetest energy and just really wonderful woman. She's probably
great
in her 50s. Very. So there was like a, there was this, people had just left the church. So I was kind of looking at a lot of people that left. And waking. It's so weird, you know, because I'm always sensing the spirit realm. But every time I go to that church, I have such a difficult time because I feel it's so bizarre. I feel like God's presence is on me, but not at the church. So, you know, it's like, this is where it's supposed to be, you know? It's the strangest feeling to me. I feel like I'm, you know, I feel like I'm in a fake place or something. I just hate that feeling. It's horrible. You know, there's Jesus' picture and everything, but it's like there's no power there. I don't see anything going on with it, you know, because it's the people are stale there, you know. But there was a cross in the front of the church near the carpet area. And so she was praying. We sat and prayed under the cross. It was so beautiful. Oh, man, it was beautiful. And then I could feel she started just, she was just asking Jesus to bring in more love and more love, more love. And I could feel the power of the cross and the, like this white light for the Holy Spirit. I saw it come down and go through me and all around me and pick up all this stuff. And it just engulfed us. And it was this beautiful beast overtook us. And it was so beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
It was like you could feel Jesus' love. Which, so when some people, when they, when people pray and stuff, there's different angles that they're working through the spirit realm. And her angle is able to pull down the love of Jesus, you know. So that made me feel, man, it brought tears to my eyes. It was kind of emotional, beautiful. And then it's so interesting because that pastor's like, Keith, I got to talk to you. I can't get out of my mind that rapture and stuff you're talking about the other day to me, about to end the red blood moon.
Great.
Oh, man. That's so funny. I know. Shocking. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I have to tell, you know, I gave him a website to look up. But then when I got home, so she had prayed for me, and we talked a little bit. And she didn't mention much about the rapture, but that was okay because I know she's into it. But then she said, I'll pray for you next week. And we go, sounds good. So then when I got home, the Lord told me to email the pastor about the end time stuff, you know, about the red blood moons. So I found a little chart that showed all the red blood moons, and I found a little thing on it that, I'm good at research. I found a really thing, real quick thing that showed, you know, why they happen and on the feast days and what happens. And then I also got a new, there's some stats that just came out about earthquakes, like in 19, you know, the earthquakes of the last, since the 70s, went from like 20,000 to 30,000 to 40,000. And then all of a sudden last year jumps to like 80,000. And then this year is 89,000, like I think 89 or something, 89,000. We're not even done with the year. So we're blasting away at the quakes each year. So I sent him that. I told him the earth volcano is on fire. You know, 33 of them are already heated up. And then I told him about, I just kind of thought I'd squeeze it in there because the Lord told me to. I was like, oh, Lord, and this is kind of direct, but I'm used to, you know, I'm very sensitive about things I say with people because I'm reading their spirit to see how receptive they'll be, you know. The Lord clearly told me that he wants this pastor to go into the rapture and some of the flock as well, you know, if we can get him in, of course. But he's mainly hitting the pastor right now. And that's why the pastor was drawn, I was drawn to go talk to him. But I told him that 1% of the pastors are going to make it in the rapture, which is what Chu Thomas said when she went to heaven 17 times. It's a, yeah, it's like slugging someone in the stomach. It's a hard one to take. I just kind of squeezed it in there among all the little facts and figures. And I figured, you know, and I said the reason why is because they're not ready for the rapture. They don't want the Lord to return. They're not ready. They're not telling people about the rapture kind of stuff, you know. I'll talk to him more about that if he responds to that. But other than that, the female should wake him up and get him going. He's like asleep or something. Man, I'm like, I don't understand. How could you be a pastor? I guess I don't understand the churches. Be a big pastor of this big church and you've got like, you're no charisma, no excitement, no energy, no life, no nothing, you know. But it was good. I'm so happy. I'm just shocked when I walk out of there. I'm like, little old me, and he's like this big pastor, and everybody looks at him like he's a big deal, this big church, and, you know, little old me's like having direct talks with him. It's like so funny how that is, you know. It was wonderful, yeah. And tonight I'm going to see I won't be online too much longer because tonight I'm going to go see this missionary woman. She's a white woman, but she's from America, but she was in South America as a missionary, and she is coming back. She started praying over people and found that they were getting healed, so she's got a gift of healing. So, and the cool thing about Burbank is everything is, there's like a, I'm like 25 churches on this road, Glen Oaks, which is goes right by our house here. Burbank is like, everything is nestled against the hills, so the whole town, LA, everything's like really spread out. There's like one target for three cities, and here everything is really close. So all these churches are only a few blocks away. So this church that this missionary is going to be at tonight is only a couple blocks away again. So for me, I'm excited, less energy to get there, you know. So, and she prays for people and they get healed, so I'm excited, you know.
Awesome, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah, wow, good for you.
Yeah, I was just talking to Keith earlier, and I'm like, yeah, just like, you know, someone, Judy was telling me, I was like, yeah, you're supposed to go and with your going to get healing, because you're supposed to minister to all these people, all the ministers you're ministering to, and get them on fire and get them on board with the rapture and the Lord coming now.
Yeah, look at that. Wow.
I know, Pat, when are you going to get on the plane and come visit me?
Oh, you know, there's a bunch of us might go in the spring, but like we're going to be here in the spring.
Yeah,
but there's quite a few people to visit, and
really?
It'll be better if I go with other people. I don't like really going by myself.
Absolutely.
It's hard for me.
No.
It's hard
for
me.
Better.
You're going to be in heaven, and you'll be flying down.
Exactly.
To,
I'll be looking down saying, hey.
They'll be bringing your pizza down to the workers on the front line of the 144.
I'll do it.
Back up.
Well, it'll look similar because Pat's going to live on a little street that looks like California in heaven anyway. So
I'll have California replicated in heaven, honey.
Exactly.
That's my favorite place.
Exactly.
And God can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful out there. And I visited my sister when there was forest fires and all this other stuff going on. It was still gorgeous. So it's got my heart. It does. Oh, no, I love California. Oh, gosh, I didn't want to come home, but I had to.
I mean, it's great because there's not many places where, as you know, Pat, you've got the ocean there. And then a couple hours away, you can go snow skiing if you go to the mountains, you know.
Mm.
And then you can go to the beach one day. You can go to
the
mountains the next day.
Give me the beach.
Yes. Exactly.
I left in 0-degree weather and went to 80, so it was like I have to have my head examined.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. No, really, insanity. I mean, how can you live here when you can live there?
Laguna Beach is like one of the most beautiful places on earth to me.
Malibu, Venice, oh my gosh.
All of them, I know.
Oh my gosh. And the canyons,
and
definitely. I have another.
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone on the line.
Go ahead, honey.
Tomahawk. Love you, Tomahawk.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing, honey?
Good.
How you doing? What's going on over there in Florida?
I
love that too.
Not much.
No,
last
season?
Night was pretty cool. I was outside looking at the stars, and I was like just talking to Jesus, and I looked up and I hadn't seen it for a while, but there is this little star thing that was moving, and it just was moving really slow and then just went out into the to where I couldn't see it anymore. And then there was another one that came by, and then I saw a shooting star. And then there was this plane that came by. It wasn't a plane, but it looked like it was really close to the ground, but it was big, it was big, but it was close to the ground, and it had like a flashlight thing in front of it that was like pointing light out in front of it.
Oh yeah.
And I couldn't hear it. Well, I don't know, it was just weird.
Yeah.
What is
so,
it?
We know what
that
was.
What
yeah,
is
I don't
that
see, I usually don't even see planes that big.
Yeah.
And so close, too.
Was it a UFO?
I usually just see them like little dots. I don't know. It was weird because it had like a little flashlight thing in the front.
Yeah.
Like it was like beaming light type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah. I've seen a bunch of stuff when I used to go to Pine Bush. You're describing just one of them. Yeah.
Yes,
but I witnessed Christ to them, so that's what God wanted me to do, and that's what I did for 3 years. Don't you forget Jesus. With all the alien stuff.
Well.
Yeah, oh no. I was at a prayer meeting, and the guy came over. He says, the Holy Spirit has a very strange request for you. He wants you to preach Christ to the New Agers and all the other things like that, and that's what I did for 3 years. He says, it's an odd request, but that's what I did.
Wow.
And people just needed fine-tuning, but I saw a lot of stuff. I met a lot of people, had strange things. I'm not going to get into it again, but it's out there, but you've got to bring God into it. Oh, boy, you know, you got to bring God into it, and that's what I did. That's why I learned a lot. I saw a lot. So anything you describe of ships and things, I have seen them, and I know they're there. Things I'm not going to get into it, but I can tell you a whole bunch of stories. All this stuff is real. But you've got to put the Lord right into it, you know, and bring these people around that they're not, because Satan will use all that to bring people away from their faith through all this alien garbage, you know.
Yeah,
be very careful.
It's funny. It's funny too, because like, it kind of makes it better. Like, it kind of improves my faith, because if that's there, then of course Jesus is there, you know.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Because so it makes it a lot better.
Oh yes. No, these things are real. I had 3 years of it.
Yeah.
I could tell you stories to make your hair stand on edge. But I was never afraid, because I took Christ in my heart with me, and I witnessed to him. And I said, you know, I hear you with all your UFO. I went to meetings, everything, you name it. I was there, into the thick of it. And I said, don't you forget about Jesus Christ. I said, he's real. Don't you have some alien garbage thing that says that he's a hybrid created to bring us peace. I said, you got to forget that. I said, Jesus is real, and you better believe it. So I preached solid for 3 years, and I didn't care what anybody thought. And you know,
more people.
Some people... The people were beautiful. The people I met were very good people. They were lovely people, and they had faith. And I just need a little tweaking and a little fine-tuning to bring them around to full belief that Jesus is Lord, and, like, be careful with this stuff. And if you find yourself in any of these things, and they will come at you, just say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll see it stop. And at least 400 cases that I've read of that they say, God or Jesus saved me, and boom, everything quits. So what does that tell you? Where's it coming from? Where's it coming from? Gotta be careful, guys.
Yeah. I want to welcome Deb to chat.
Sure.
Hi, Deb. Welcome to chat. Welcome, Carol, to chat. Welcome, Rita,
hi,
to chat. Love you. Welcome, Gemma, to chat. Love you all.
Love you all. Amen.
That's cool. Ben's going to call in. He's at work right now, but he's going to call in a little later. I think he had a dream.
I think that's somebody else's dream, though.
Oh, that's somebody else's
lady.
Dream? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. There's something on, there's something posted on Facebook is interesting. In the days of Noah, obedience saved 8 people and disobedience ended the world. What can we learn from this historical event? So obedience saved only 8 people back then.
Yeah.
In the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience ended the world. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to play a song. Get ready to worship our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Happy day,
oh, happy day,
when Jesus walked.
Jesus, we praise you, we worship you. That song makes me so happy and joyful. Oh, I just love that song.
Yep.
So fun. Stacy had texted me. She had a vision. She saw in a vision Jesus walking towards us in slow motion.
Oh.
That's
nice.
That's awesome, Jesus, that you're walking towards us, but can you walk a little bit faster, please? Not maybe slow motion, but maybe at like a gallop pace.
Yeah, get a horse. Come get us.
We are waiting patiently for you to come take us home, and we know your timing is perfect and you have your reasons, and we know we'll find out in the blink of an eye. We just love you. We just want to be with you and forever and ever.
And ever
for eternity. So this is, I'm going to read the passage that the Lord brought me yesterday that I was talking about, but I'm going to read it because I have my Bible now. This is Isaiah 61. A lot of you know it. The year of the Lord's favor, it's called in my Bible anyway. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They'll be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord, and you will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of the nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. So they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adores his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow. So the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That was Isaiah 61. So thank you, Lord. Yeah, he brought me that the other day in my scripture mm-hmm. flip. It was amazing. I'm going to read this again. Revelation 19. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. And then a fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. Then he added, These are the true words of God. Thank you, Jesus. That was Revelation 19, 6 through 9. Amazing words that we have.
I know. Encouraging.
There was looks like Ben's here. Ben,
great.
Is that you?
Hello.
Hi,
yes,
Ben.
Hello.
Welcome, Ben.
Y'all?
Love you.
Doing good.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, doing good. I'll share, like, I had, like, a simple dream last night. I woke up, and I didn't realize it till just now. It was a confirmation, like, of the dream after I had it. You know, it's pretty simple. You know, like, I was just, like, underneath a roof with a bunch of people, but, like, there was no walls. Like, it was just, like, a roof that was held up by, like, you know, beams and stuff, and, like, we were watching some storm clouds gather, and, like, I was, like, looking at some tornadoes form. I was like, oh, look, there's like, seven of them out there, and then I was, like, counting them, but can't remember how many there was, and, like, that the storm, like, came and just, like, passed us over, and, like, nothing happened. Like, I kind of, like, got a little bit scared. I jumped up and grabbed, like, one of the beams and was holding on tight, you know, but, like, nothing happened. It just, like, dissipated right above us, like, us and another group that was right next to us, and, as soon as I woke up, like, you know, like, after praying and everything, just laying there for a little bit, I checked my Facebook feed, and the first status I saw was, praise the Lord, he's protected us from a storm. Like, somebody who's actually testifying that, like, the Lord protected them from, a real storm. Like, it disappeared right over their house, and it was supposed to, like, it was like a hurricane or something, she said. I don't know what part of the world she was in, and it came near her, but, like, she didn't have any wind or anything at all. They come hit her house, and I was like, wow, that's pretty, you know, because, like, I had just had a dream about something similar like that, you know, just mm-hmm. and basically illustrating that the Lord is going to take care of us. And so mm-hmm. I just felt like I was going to want to share that. That was pretty neat.
Wow, that's awesome. Cool. Very
yeah.
cool. Thanks
I like
for sharing.
How Laura speaks like that. Yeah. Because, you know, and then I had a, you know, I prayed for a Bible verse today, and it was about the rapture, and I can't remember exactly what it was. Maybe it was 1 John 3, or maybe it was another one, but talking about the rapture, the Lord coming and stuff, and I think it's pretty cool how he will speak through stuff like that, because, like, I'll have, like, on my mind one day, I'll be, like, work, like, thinking all day about something, like, you know, my grandparents, they usually kind of, you know, both of my, like, I got some grandparents, you know, that are, you know, well, you know, duh, on my mom's side of the family, some grandparents on my dad's side of the family, and they would bother me about something, you know, and one of them would tell me, you don't have the Holy Spirit, and I'm thinking, I just, like, leave it alone. I try to talk to them and tell them the Bible verse, you know, about, you know, nobody can say, like, Jesus Christ is Lord except by the Holy Spirit, and
right.
that, you know, when Jesus will give you a comforter, which is he's talking about the Holy Spirit right there, things like that. But what they're talking about is because, you know, I haven't been to their church and stuff like that. And I, you know, been involved with their things that they do up there or whatever. They would just get out and, like, just openly say stuff like that. And it would bother me. And, like, anyway, later on I would go pray for a Bible verse, and it would be right the same exact verse that I was quoting to them, like God basically comforting me, saying, look, I was with you when you were quoting that to them, you know. And so I think that's awesome. That's usually something I do once or twice a day, you know. I'll usually wake up praying and go to sleep praying, and I'll pray for, like, a, you know, even, like, during the day sometimes, like, I'll just, you know, ask God, you know, to, you know, give me a Bible verse. You know, if I don't just immediately open up to one, I'll just do, like I said before, that random Bible verse generator thing, and I'll just, like, read the whole chapter. But today it was about the rapture. That usually pops up a whole lot, but I just want to share that.
Which one about the rapture did you say?
I don't remember which one it was, but it was about the rapture today. I can't remember. I think it was 1 John 3, but I don't know if that was the exact one or not. But, yeah.
Cool. All good. It's all good. I was going to say you could read it if you had it. But
No, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. So awesome. I want to do communion. Let's do some communion. Who wants to do communion? Everyone get your either air communion ready, or if you want to go get your elements, your communion elements, your bread and juice, wine, whatever you're using, your cracker. We'll do that. Anyone else want to share anything real fast while we're waiting for people to get what they want for communion? No, well, we just love you, Jesus, and we are going to glorify you. We're until you get here by doing communion. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive us all our sins. We repent of all our sins, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the amazing sacrifice you did for us on the cross by allowing your body to be beaten and scourged and spit upon and being disrespected because of us. And thank you for allowing your blood to be shed on the cross to wash away all our sin, all our transgressions, and all our iniquities. And we thank you, Father God, for sending us your Son, for allowing him to do this for us so we could have our salvation and be pure in your eyes now and spotless. So let's do communion now. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So thank you, Jesus, like I said, for taking all of our sickness, all our disease, all of our infirmities, all of our oppression, all our poverty on your body, in your death, in your punishing for us so that we could live better lives until you get here. So everyone take your bread and eat your bread. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this is the cup. This cup is a new covenant in my blood. So thank you, Jesus, for your bloodshed on the cross. Thank you because of your sacrifice on the cross. Your blood has washed away all our transgressions, all our iniquities, and all our sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. We worship you. So he said, this is the cup. This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. So everyone take your cup and drink your cup. For when you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We love you. And we're going to see you in lots of rainbows. Very
beautiful.
Does anyone have anything they want to share?
I don't know if anybody's talked about this yet or not because I called in 30 minutes late, but, you know, the news about Russia is like they're threatening us once again. This time, according to what I read, Putin was threatening, I don't know how many thousands of nukes on us. If and I, but the only problem is I can't like I was reading the article, I couldn't, it didn't tell me like about what, like what is he telling Obama to stop doing, you know, but he was threatening us with 5,000 nuclear missiles. And I was paying attention ever since I read that, I watched that Dmitry Dudeman prophecy, how he prophesied that America was going to be nuked in the 1970s. And he said it would be out of Russia, out of Guatemala, out of Cuba, and a few other places. Two of them he couldn't remember would come nukes. And they would come at a time when America is going through a revolution of some kind. And I don't know what kind of revolution he's talking about. I've been looking for something like that to happen, like maybe a co-opted revolution to happen. You know, the government, they got a way they can set up and make people start fighting against one another. But I don't know what kind of revolution he was talking about. He didn't say. But what I did notice is that, you know, a few, like 2 years ago, Russia, there was a news article saying Russia had sent nukes to Cuba. So that was like more confirmation of that prophecy right there, because he said out of Russia, out of Cuba, out of Guatemala, and a few other places would come nukes. You know, and they found like a Russian submarine in our Gulf, I think close to last year or something like that, 2 weeks before, you know, it was in our waters 2 weeks before they discovered it. And then more recently, they, like, Russian nuclear capable airplanes were flying over our airspace. I think they said they were testing us, but if they were testing us, we probably failed the test. And stuff like that's been popping up more and more recently, you know, showing that America's going to be nuked. And, a lot of people have been led to that conclusion, including Jonathan Kleck, and he's even got that, you know, over and over again. If you search on YouTube, missiles come down, we go up, you'll find a bunch of videos where him and Clay Udaly and a bunch of other people just all over YouTube, like, were saying that, you know, the same thing that they got from the Lord, that missiles come down, we go up, like, at the same time. So, you know, if Russia's going to be nuking us pretty soon, then obviously the rapture is going to happen pretty soon. But that does leave one thought on my mind, that if the nukes are coming down as the worldwide rapture happens, then there, you know, there's not like seconds left, and some people are probably not even going to realize a rapture happened in America before a nuke comes over their head. So some of them are probably not going to have much time at all, if any, to actually realize what happened and repent, or, you know, something before, you know, the destruction comes. But I think It might be because America's got so far down the line to a place where it's just so despicable and so corrupt, to where it's like, you know, in God's perfect will, he might see it like there's no reason for him at that point to, I don't know. I mean, I can't, you know, I don't, you know, I'm obviously, I can't think like God, but maybe it's, we got so far down to the point, to the line, to where, you know, maybe it has to happen that way, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's a place in Micah, Ben, that talks about the rapture, and it talks about how that a lot of the world didn't even know what had happened because they were so preoccupied with other stuff going on. So that kind of implies that there'll be a lot of disasters going on at the time, which is why they'll miss out on what happened, like you were saying. It's actually biblical, and Micah talks about that. So they'll miss it. A lot of people will miss it. Because they're preoccupied with the world, and then and that revolution you're talking about is martial law. That's the revolution. When martial law is declared, people will be trying to come up against that, and that's why the government's already set up. Government is planning for martial law. They figure it's going to be because of economic collapse, but also disasters, whatever. But they have it planned, as you know, as everyone knows. So they're already planning this. So that will be the revolution. That will be the, when the martial law hits, then the bombs will go off because the grid will go down, so America's defense will be off, and they'll fire the nukes, then we go up. So people will be so preoccupied with the lights being off and all the craziness, they will miss the rapture. You know, the world will miss what happened. And then, of course, when the lights come back on, then the lights will come back on, the TVs will come back on, and there'll be a man on the TV that says we're declaring martial law over the United States right now, and he'll be on there 24 hours a day. It'll be the Antichrist Obama. And then everything will go into lockdown mode. And then people will be just freaked, you know. So it's going to be crazy, crazy stuff going on. But, yeah, that's pretty much what that revolution is. It's the whole martial law thing going on. And that's why the Lord, you know, is saying to me just now, you know, I come as a thief in the night. It's going to be very quick, very, very fast, very, very fast. We're not going to have time to get their act together, and that's the reason why we're warning them now, you know. So go ahead, Ben. I was just commenting on that.
No, I think. Oh, you go ahead. Who is
it? But yeah, I saw something just as before the church. I saw something about, and Time Headlines had war drums were being sounded by Russia for America, or something like that. I was reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've been warning us over and over again. And I don't know exactly about what. I've heard a few things, but I just don't know why. I mean, I do know why, but I also don't know, you know, Putin's reasons why, you know, because that's what I want to know, like, what's his reasons. But it doesn't really matter too much to me, because, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, a lot of us have, you know, got that, you know, New York's going to be underwater. California is going to, you know, have that big earthquake. I even remember being 12 years old, and I used to subscribe to Discovery Magazine. I used to just love this, like, learning about everything on this planet, like, it's, you know, everything. And you know, so I subscribed to these magazines, and even in those magazines, they would talk about the big one that's coming, and they were talking about, and it's like, I think it's kind of like subliminal programming right there, that they don't say the big California earthquake that happened. They like code name it the big one, you know, the big one is coming. And they would talk about that. They would talk about Yellowstone. We're seeing Yellowstone, you know, popping up, you know, acting unstable right now, basically. And, you know, there's been people I've watched that said, you know, they in a vision, they would see like New York's going underwater. There would be people like dancing, just, you know, these people just at a party somewhere in one of those tall buildings, you know. He was like, he or she was looking through the window, and they were just dancing like nothing going on. And then, you know, this big tidal wave came in and wiped them out, you know. And, you know, and it seems to be like that same kind of theme there with, you know, the rapture and everything else. Just a lot of stuff just coming unexpectedly. Even though, like, for us, we know all that stuff's coming. So, like, we're getting the warning here. And we're giving the warning by telling people about it, but there's still a lot of people that just not going to know about it. It's just a matter of when it's going to be, but we all know it's going to be pretty soon anyway.
Yeah, I mean, here's what End Time Headline said. It says, war drums. Russia threatens U.S. with 5,000 nuclear warheads. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened the U.S. with his country's 5,000 nuclear warheads. Putin has raised this specter of nuclear war for the third time in the past 2 months, as he and Western countries such as the United States clash over the Ukraine conflict, which has been bringing to light the deep-seated animosity. Putin has made his latest comments while en route to an annual Asia-Europe meeting in Milan, a summit of 50 nations. We hope that our partners will realize the recklessness of attempts to blackmail Russia and remember the risk of the spat between major nuclear powers means for strategic stability, Putin told Serbian newspaper Politica. So, I don't know if that answers any of the question you were wondering, Ben, but that's what it says in the End Time Headlines thing.
Putin's economy is being trashed right now really bad because not only are we squeezing him with the economic sanctions, which is crazy because no American president would ever dream of doing that, but Obama's crazy, so he does it. But the problem is the oil is dropping in price, and this is horrible for their economy. The Russian economy is practically collapsing right now because all their revenue comes from oil. So does Iran and a few other countries, and the price of oil is going down, 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 down. And ironically, the price of oil dropped significantly before the great crash of 2008. So it's another one of those key indicators economically showing that a huge collapse is ready to hit the fan. In fact, all the numbers before 2008, we have beaten all those numbers. Everything is worse now than it was in 2008 before everything went under and the economy hit around the world went down. So we're already worse than those numbers already, and things still have not collapsed yet. So can see how bad things are going to be. But, yeah, Russia's mad because oil's going down, so their revenue is dropping by the day, by the hour, and this is all their revenue. You know, we have food here. They don't have oil. They have oil. So, and on top of that, you know, we're squeezing them. So he's mad. In the meantime, no, he's not allowed to go into Ukraine, but we've got we're already into Syria, firing away, and, you know, we're in all these nations, just doing whatever we want. And, you know, we're sitting in the head of the UN, Obama is dictating what's going on, and Putin's sitting over there, you know, getting sanctioned. So you can see why he's mad, you know, why he's threatening everything, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I went to get gas today at Costco, $3.17, which in California, that is unheard of, unbelievable, because we've been up at, like, almost $4 forever,
yeah.
Like, 37. It was 3.17. I was like, wow, this is crazy. That's
yeah.
Awesome. Crazy awesome, but, yeah. So, I'm going to play, I'm going to do, we might go into podcast, we might not, but Spirit and the Bride say, come on, because I'm going to play a song,
oh.
And then we'll go into,
come Lord Jesus.
Come Lord Jesus, we love
oh.
You.
Amen.
Play this song so our chat church gets to hear it before podcast. So we love
oh.
You, Lord Jesus. Come today, flower. We love you. Praise you. We
oh.
Worship
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Jesus, we're coming home when you call our name. We're ready for you to call us home. We know it's any second, any less than a second. Today, we say today, flower, we love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you for bringing us all together today, another day to worship you and praise you and to fellowship until you get here, another day to plant seeds for you, and to hopefully save more souls for you. We love you so much. We love you, Father God, and we thank you for creating us. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everyone in chat that came to church today, and thank you all the brides listening, and thank you, everyone online, for sharing. Does anyone want to share anything else? Hi, Alana. Welcome.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
I think
how are you?
I am great.
The only thing I want to share is that he's really been impressing upon me how important it is to remain and walk in faith, how important it is to be at peace with all things and to pray and to remain in prayer, because after we get home, there will be those who are left. And darkness does fall. So that's what all I can add.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Yes. Definitely.
Amen. And since we keep seeing all these dates and things come and go and come and go and more things happen and we, you know, yeah, you know, like, okay, I'll give you an example. Like, Paula Marie's been doing a tremendously great job keeping up with the news. I like subscribing to her channel and just listening to the things she's bringing forth and reporting on. And just like a couple of days ago, remember I got on the radio and I said, like, I think 3 or 4 days ago or something like that, I woke up with like an urgency, like, there's only like a couple of days left. You know, the next day came by and like all of us heard what she said about, you know, Obama was postponing the signing of the peace treaty. I was like, well, you know, that doesn't have to bear anything, you know, but still you kind of had that little feeling in the back of your mind like, oh, come on now. I don't want this to drag on anymore. I don't want it to drag on anymore. And, you know, today she brought something else forward that said, you know, now she thinks she knows why that he postponed it. It's not because it's actually going to be postponed, but he's, you know, he's plotting, you know, it's had something to do with, like, he wanted the temple to be built or something. And I don't really, you know, I'm kind of mixed about that. I don't know what to think. I think that we don't, you know, like, a lot of people always said, like, a third temple has to be built or something. I don't think it has to be built, you know. I always kind of interpreted it like the temple that God was talking about is us, you know, because every time he talked about temple, he's talking about, you know, your body and things like that. And, you know, a temple not made with hands, you know, your men's hands, you know. And and that just goes to show how time and time again we can get our, you know, hopes up or hopes down about stuff, you know, like thinking that, okay, well, you know, some people saw the Rosh Hashanah pass by and they think, okay, we have to wait another year. And then, like, for a little while, like when she was reporting about the peace treaty being postponed or Obama wanting to postpone it or something like that, you know, some people are like, oh, no, you know, that can just keep coming and going. And it's like the next day you get some more news in that says, hey, look, never mind, forget what I said yesterday, it's not going to be postponed anymore. This goes to show you how, like, you know, we can think, you know, like, times are coming, you know, get our hopes up, get our hopes down, but it's like through it all, like the Lord's just trying to teach us, or, you know, me anyway, you know, but just to, you know, forget what we might think, keep our trust in him, kind of like just what Alana said, you know, just keep our trust in him. And just listen to what he's saying, because what he's saying, that's what I was talking about the other day, just forget what people say or what we might be seeing or reading. What God has been telling us is he's here now. We're leaving now, leaving soon. So, you know, trust in that, you know, because, you know, I learned when I saw that, I did kind of, you know, like I said, I had a little nagging feeling in the back of my mind about, like, oh, no, we're going to be here a little bit longer. I hope not, man. Come on. And that just showed me that, you know, even though I might have thought I wasn't going to pay that any attention, I did pay it attention, and it was starting to get to me a little bit. And it just goes to show you, like, we just got to keep our trust in the Lord, stay in prayer, like Alana was saying, and just keep trusting in him and what he's saying to us and to each of us, you know, and just move forward like that, because it is a faith walk, and that's what God's expecting, because without faith, how can you please God? I mean, that's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you're right. It's trusting God. God is telling us that we can't listen to man. We have to listen to God. And actually, God had told someone, and you know, this is all God tells us things. But anyway, God told someone, like I was saying before, that technically the peace treaty was already agreed upon back in December of last year, and this is just a formality of them signing it. So technically, it's already been agreed upon. So So this is just all formality, like I was saying, of the signing of it. We don't have to wait for that peace treaty. We're going home today, now. It's not going to be next year. It's now. Because we all know, like you said, God has been telling all of us now, today, any minute, any second. Now, that's not like 4 months from now. That's not 5 months from now. We know the time is now. So we just have to trust that God's been telling us.
Who saw Ebola coming? So anything can happen at any second to shake things up. And, like life as we know it could change in an instant just from one or two things happening. So.
Yeah, and, you know, Stacy's vision of the Lord walking towards us in slow motion. So, you know, pick up the pace, please, Jesus. We love you. Pick up the pace. But your timing is perfect. And, we'll find out the reasons in a blink. And as they're saying, you know, we're really, our bodies are already being transformed. And then the final step is our body's just being taken up. So we're already in the process of going home, which is amazing. Which is amazing. I'm going to read Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. And I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. The Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. In his name we pray, amen. Psalm 84. So, awesome. Anyone else have anything they want to say? No? No, you good? All right. Then we'll end our service. We just love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, like I said, for giving us another day to worship you. And this song, of course, is for you, Lord Jesus, but this is for Mama Pat.
Aw, thanks, sweetie. Love you all. Yes, ma'am.
final countdown. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Tana.
Poof.
Tana.
We love you, Lord Jesus. Come get us.
Tana. Tana.
Yes.
Can you hold on? Can everybody hold on for 1 second?
Huh?
I just got a thing from Lana. I think you want to hear it. Okay?
Okay.
It says, I saw the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he was roaring at a ferocious storm cloud over the people of God. As he roared, the storm turned. And I asked the Lord, aren't we supposed to speak to the storm and it turns? I saw such love and compassion in his eyes. The look in his eyes made me feel the smile of heaven all over me. He then says to me, this is good, many of my people are so tired and weary from the battle in this season. They do not know what to pray anymore or what to say. They long for me, yet are so tired from the battle and longing for breakthrough. So here I come, and I fight for them. I am the Lord of the breakthrough, and I am giving them rest from the ferocious storm clouds sent by the enemy to steal from them, to kill them, and destroy them. I want them to know that my plans for them are good and not to harm them, but to prosper them. I have turned these storm clouds away to lead them into a refreshing rest from the storm, a season of such deeper intimacy with me that will leave them in awe of me and my goodness and love towards them like never before. So that just came when the song was playing.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that a beautiful message?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. Right at the 11th hour. Yeah, see, he's saying, many of my people are so tired and weary from the battle in this season. They do not know what to pray anymore or what to say. They long for me. He hit it on the head.
Yeah,
he says they are so tired from the battle. He hit it on, he knows. And they're longing for breakthrough. So he says, here I come, and I will fight for them. I am the Lord of the breakthrough.
Amen.
So there
there's just this Facebook post in the Bible. It's kind of on 1 Corinthians 28. Then David continued, be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail or forsake you. Amen.
Great. Amen.
Amen.
So hang in here. Too many people are getting this, you know, these messages, and, you know, and we know God speaks in our hearts, and God knows that he can speak in our hearts because we are faithful to him and we love him with a pure and a sincere heart. So if you love God with a pure and a sincere heart, how would you not have the Holy Spirit? Well, you do have the Holy Spirit. And why would you not hear from the Holy Spirit? Well, you would hear from the Holy Spirit. We are hearing from the Holy Spirit. We will hear from the Holy Spirit. So ears perked up and we listen, and this, here's a beautiful message, came right when the song was in, and I sent you a little email. I said, don't quit, let me read this. So there you go, honeys. You know, hang in there, babies. It's, and we're all weary. He knows that. He knows. But his timing is right. And like Judy said, when we get up there, we'll know in a second why it was this way. And we have to trust that, you know. I mean, I've had a couple of last few days that are just, you could have wrung me out to dry. But I came back to the Lord, and it's like I got hit with everything all at once. I mean, more attacks than regular. And I'm just trusting and talking to him and saying I'm not quitting. But, you know, we get tested and tried. And I can see in my own life that the enemy is after me. He's after me. And he's going to hit where it hurts most. And he does. He knows how to push the buttons. And instead of pushing just a couple, he pushed like 4, 5, 6 all at once on me the last couple of days. I've been suffering like they use the expression suffering like a dog. I've never figured that out. But I know what it is. Today I've had peace. I've had gifts. I've had his presence. It's like I got through whatever the horror and hell I went through for the last couple of days, you know. And I mean went through stuff. So we're all going through stuff. We're all going through stuff, so hang in there. If I can make it with all my faults and miseries and dummy-do person I am, anybody can make it. If he can love me, he can love anybody. So hang in there. Hang in there. It's tough.
Savannah is in chat now, but she posted something. I'll read before we go. A vision. She said, have you guys heard the vision of a brother a few years ago about the Lord allowing an angel to bring him straight back to earth after the rapture to see what was going on? And let me scroll down. He found himself in someone's home that had Christmas decorations all through the house, and when he saw the table, it had a turkey with all the trimmings and not a soul left from that family. None of the food had been touched, no electricity. The grid went down immediately after the rapture. That was interesting.
Wow.
It could be, you know, Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving,
well, it's supposed to be before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, and, you know, turkey usually, turkey for Christmas as well, but, you know, turkey for Thanksgiving, definitely.
Definitely Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what.
Anyway, hang in there.
Yeah.
Hang
so
in
I
there.
Love you all. Have a blessed rest
hang
of your day, blessed week. I'll see. Well, I'll see you tonight in the air.
Yeah,
at the
RCC. Good.
I'll see you at the RCC tree tonight in the ITA.
Yes.
The air.
ITA. ITA. Sounds good.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
We'll see you very
soon. Yes, we do.
Your arms. We'll be in your arms forever. We love you.
Yep.
We praise you. We worship you. Thank you. Thank you all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, love you
peace.
All. Hang in there.
Peace out all. Love you all.
Yeah.
Good night.
Okay, honeys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.